One of the fundamental and controversial questions facing members of the U.S. Congress these days is how to finance health care reform. President Clinton has proposed covering the 40 million uninsured Americans by requiring all employers to pay for part of their workers' health insurance. And he has proposed a tax on tobacco products. Yesterday, Representative Dan Rostenkowski of Illinois, who chairs the committee that deals with taxation, suggested that broad new tax increases may be necessary to pay for health care reform. NPR's Chitra Raghavan reports that Mr. Rostenkowski's comment will complicate the health care reform debate even more.
Representative Dan Rostenkowski has tried to figure out for months how to find the money to pay for health care reform. After all, it's his problem. His House Ways and Means Committee, along with the Senate Finance Committee, is responsible for financing health reform. Speaking yesterday at the Harvard School of Public Health, Rostenkowski said tens of billions of dollars in new revenues will be needed each year to cover the uninsured.
That means that broad tax increases may be required, and that everyone may have to make a tangible contribution to finance this program. Obviously, we'll try to keep this amount to an absolute minimum. But we do have a truth in legislating standard to meet, and that requires me to remind you that we still haven't found the health fairy. And we're not terribly optimistic that we will.
Both President Clinton and Hillary Rodham Clinton have said that health care reform would not require new broad taxes. But Rostenkowski, one of President Clinton's strongest allies in Congress on health reform, floated the tax idea yesterday, saying it's clear to him that people are willing to make this contribution. But he didn't specify what kinds of taxes he has in mind, only that they would affect everybody. But many members of Congress say they would have a tough time supporting broad new taxes. Even his fellow Democrats, Sandra Levin, says he prefers making the current system more efficient and only a cigarette tax increase.
A cigarette tax increase is related to health reform in a very, very direct way because cigarette smoking is one of the major causes of illness in this country.
But Congressman Rick Boucher, Democrat from Virginia, who represents 11,000 tobacco farmers, says because the majority of Americans would benefit from health care reform, it would be fairer to impose a broad tax rather than a tobacco tax, which affects only a narrow group of people. And he's willing to use his vote to back his convictions.
If it comes down to a choice of a 75-cent per pack tobacco tax or no reform, then my option might be to say that in the interest of fairness and equity, it might be better to defer reform until we can rely on a general tax in order to fund it.
It's this kind of disagreement within the party that has slowed down health care reform legislation. Even in the two committees where it should be farthest along, congressmen are fighting it out over who should pay for health reform. One of the most controversial aspects of President Clinton's proposal is the requirement that all employers pay 80% of the cost of workers' health insurance. It used to be known as employer mandates. The White House now prefers to call it employer responsibility. Whatever you call it, Republicans like Bill Thomas of California hate the idea.
If you want universal coverage, we can do it without an employer mandate. It's just that the Democrats, I think, are now determining whether or not they have enough votes to push into place what they really want, and that is health care, the mother of all entitlements, paid for by business.
It's not just Republicans who are attacking President Clinton's employer mandate idea. Many Democrats, like Rick Boucher from Virginia, are just as unhappy.
I know that there are businesses in my district that simply could not afford to provide health insurance for their employees. And so a requirement that they provide 80% or even in some instances 50% of the cost of health insurance would be a greater burden than those businesses could afford to sustain. And I think many of those companies would respond either by laying off workers or by going out of business altogether.
Another key Democrat, Jim Slattery from Kansas, said yesterday he will oppose any bill that has employer mandates. That's a blow to President Clinton, who recently paid a visit to Slattery's district to woo his vote. Slattery said that the votes are just not there in Congress for a broad-based tax either. He believes insurance reforms and changes in Medicaid are the way to go. And there's another financing issue dividing the committees. Legislators must decide how to pay for a standard benefits package that would be guaranteed to all Americans, as President Clinton has proposed. California Democrat Robert Matsui is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee.
There's no question that the president's package is probably the high water mark in this debate. In other words, you probably will not see a better, more generous package. Now we have the responsibility of getting 218 votes, which is a majority off the floor of the House of Representatives. And as we move in that direction, there's no question that we will have to dilute some of the president's proposals and actually move to the center or perhaps the right of the political spectrum.
By floating the idea of a broad-based tax, Representative Dan Rostenkowski has added an element to the left of what President Clinton has proposed. Whether or not that makes the Clinton plan appear to be more moderate and therefore more acceptable is a matter of debate. What Dan Rostenkowski did was send out the strongest message yet that health care reform will not come cheap. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.